Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company for Dwayne's World. Always great to have Frank Panisi's company, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football. It's been good enough to join me. Thanks to Toolkit Depot. Don't miss Toolkit Depot's three-day Makita sale event. It's on now until Saturday. And the Melbourne Storm, what an unbelievable club they are. They've continued their opening game win streak to 22 years with last week's win over reigning premiers Penrith. It was a low-scoring, hard slog. Melbourne Storm got the chocolates again, and Frank Panisi's been good enough to come on. Frank, welcome to you. Great to have you on.
Great to be back on, Dwayne.
It's hard to believe that record. Even when I was reading it then, I had to think, was it really? Yes, it is. Even though I'd already known that it was that many, it's crazy to think you've won that many first games.
Oh, it is, and it's something we're really proud of, Dwayne. And we spoke about it this time last week, how the Penrith team were definitely going to be the biggest challenge we've had in round one in the 21 years, which I know that sounds silly, but this is one hell of a Penrith team. So to beat them is fantastic. To keep them to nil, well, that was just something that we're even extra proud of. And given how hard the team and the coaches have worked over the summer on our defence to keep the reigning triple premiers to zero was a very, very satisfying night.
And it's amazing. The fans absolutely loved a low-scoring game that the Storm was able to keep them with such a great tight defence.
Well, it was. And I think it was just the excitement. It wasn't like a dour wrestle game. It was, we had a long time on our trial line where Penrith were just throwing attack after attack. They got close, and I think that keeps the crowd excited. And then we finally scored a try of our own, and that was a great try in itself. There was 20-odd thousand people, but it certainly sounded like 40. I don't remember a louder crowd, to be honest with you. So they certainly helped us get home in those dying minutes when we were under the pump.
And another home game tomorrow night. You're hoping for a massive crowd to see New Zealand come to town. I think it's a 7:35 kickoff for Warriors. Well, tell me about what they're looking like in 2024, given they were one of the stories of 2023.
Yeah, tipped by many to be upright up there again. They made the prelim last year, like with ourselves. We were both beaten in the prelim. They're still strong this year. They had a surprising home loss last week. They got beaten late by the Sharks, who are going to be another big team this year. But I'm not sure how they lost that game. They were certainly the better team for most of the game. But so they'll be coming straight. They've got a big, big following over here in Melbourne. And this is a game that we've been playing for the last 15 years on Anzac Day. But the Warriors this year are hosting their own Anzac Day game. So this is usually our biggest home game of the year, being on Anzac Day. So it'll still be a big game, even though it's not Anzac Day.
And it will be a big day, literally, because don't you have a big day before the night finish at 7:30 for your game between yourselves and the Warriors?
It is, Dwayne. It's something we're really very proud of. It's an historic day that, you know, this year we've entered some teams in the New South Wales Rugby League Pathways. The club's invested and committed to Pathways for the next 5 to 10 years with the aim of producing more local talent from Victoria, and that certainly started on a good note this year. So tomorrow afternoon, it's from 12:45, our 17s and 19s play the Parramatta Eels in the New South Wales Rugby League competition. And then from 5 o'clock, we've got our under-21s playing the curtain raiser on Amy Park against the Warriors themselves before the NRL. And all three junior teams will be presented to the crowd and before the NRL game. So it's a it's a great day for the club. We're very proud, and it's going to be a historic moment to have all our players in one venue.
So what time does the whole day start if you really wanted to go back to back to back to back?
Yeah, it's going to be a long day, and that'll certainly what I'll be doing, Grant. 12:45 kickoff for the 17s,
wow.
2:30 for the 19s, and then 5 o'clock for the 21s, and of course the big one, 7:35 against the Warriors in the NRL. So a day we're really looking forward to, and we really hope we get as big a crowd, if not a full house possible.
Yeah, so tickets still available for tomorrow night at tickettech.com.au if you want to get on board. But you can get there as early as 12:30. Sounds like the gates are open for the first game at 12:45, or the 2:30 game, or the 5 o'clock game. How's your squad looking, Frank? Cam Munster still out, I understand. How many others you got out?
Yeah, we've got two out, and two big outs in Cameron, as you said, Wayne. But the other one is Big Nelson. He's out. He's still got a hamstring injury. Nelson should be back next week. He'll probably come back through our seconds just to get some game time. Cameron's a chance for next week, but given that we've got the week off after that with a bye, we've got an early bye this year, unless he's 100%, we'll hold him off to the next round. But he's pretty keen to play next week, and when Cameron's keen to play, it's pretty hard to hold him back. So hopefully he'll be back next week, if not our next game after that.
And how's the rugby world assessing the 8-week suspension for the racial slur? Is the rugby world of the belief that that was about right?
I think there's three different opinions, Joanne. There's some that believe that it was too light, that they wanted heavier. Some believe it was a bit harsh. And then most of us, which I think they got it about right. I thought it was always going to be about 6 to 8 weeks, which is going to be very, very difficult to judge what it actually is given. Thankfully, it's something that hasn't been too common in the game. So, it's really a first. Well, certainly a first for a long time that I can remember. So it's very hard to know exactly what it is. So I think the majority of people think it's 6 to 8 was right. But again, there's others who thought it was either too harsh or not hard enough. So you can't please everyone.
Frank, great to have you on. Always good to be able to have a chat to you and pump up the Storm. So get there tomorrow or tomorrow night, one of the two or both. Storm v Warriors, and you can get there as early as 12:45 or the main game at 7:30. Frank, we'll talk soon. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for your support.
Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football, joining us for Tool Kit Depot. Their 3-day Makita sale event is on now until Saturday, in-store or online. toolkitdepot.com.au.